It's time to party! Woo!
You like me, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So we like each other, so why not?
I like you, but not too.
But you want to, don't you? Don't you?
Well, maybe.
I have protection. Are you worried about...
No, it's not that. I just don't know.
Guys, times have changed for everyone. I just don't know is not a yes. And when it comes to sex, take maybe as a no.
Alright guys, happy Friday, this is WMUC FM, and you're listening to Chatting Classics. I'm your host, Laili. Sorry that I've been fading this show a good amount. It's just, I've just been super busy. Like, this is probably the busiest I've ever been in my life, and I don't know, but it's okay. Also, it's really, really hot in the studio, so if you hear like 10,000 fans, it's because... there are. It's just so hot. And also, like, a good amount of buildings at UMD aren't turning the heat off, and they don't have the AC on. Like, we're right above South Dining Hall, and I know it's extremely hot there. So, I feel worse for them, because they don't have, like, 10,000 fans blowing. Anyway, it reminds me of my dorm days, and I have PTSD. Yeah, so... some life updates for me. First of all, I don't have any Wi-Fi, UMD Wi-Fi, so I'm always using my data. That's not a life update. That's just something that's like, You know, like the icebreaker rosebud and thorn? That's my thorn. My rose was that I saw the neighborhood, the band, over the weekend. So that was Friday. And I don't know, like, for some reason, I didn't have amazing expectations for the show. I don't know why, because, I don't know, the anthem, the venue that it's at is on the wharf, and it's always extremely hot in there. So I thought I'd be pretty uncomfortable the whole time, but it was, like, a really, really great show. I was really impressed. And, the lead singer, Jesse, he's just really talented, and I don't know, I thought it was great. It's been very nice weather, very hot, but very nice. And, oh yeah, I went home last night because when I was playing a soccer game, these lovely young men hit my car with a soccer ball at full force, and they took the entire side mirror off, because I'm just the luckiest person in the whole world. And they were just being so kind and apologetic about it. And they did not mansplain at all to me, and I did not get totally rage baited. They were just so rude. They were so rude, and that kind of, like, that was an interesting day. Wednesday night, I was just really, really rage baited. Or I don't know if that was Wednesday. It was some day of the week. And today, I'm going to be off to some random part of Maryland. I don't know where it is exactly, but I'm going to a quick weekend trip. I heard there's a waterfall there or nearby, so that's awesome. And oh yeah, today I did submit my visa stuff. I'm going abroad in the fall, and this visa stuff, especially for the Spanish visa, is an uphill battle. It was a big struggle for me. I drove to like 5 different doctor's offices, 3 in one day. The notary stuff was a lot, so I'm just glad that's all done, at my part, at least. And yeah, another update. Sorry, lots of updates. It's been a long time. I volunteered at an animal shelter on Monday. Shout out to Prince George Animal Shelter in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. If you have some funds, like, I think the staff there are great, and I think if you feel the need to donate a few dollars, I think that's a good place to send it to. It was a really great experience. It made me reflect a lot on many things. And I do plan to go there very often from here on out if I ever get the chance, like during the week. You can like volunteer Sundays and Mondays. And then when I saw my dog Lulu at home, I really thought to myself, this guy is just so spoiled. He has no idea how good he has it. But yeah, shout out to the animal shelter, PG Animal Shelter. My first and only UMD shout out today is get your tickets to Art Attack. Last show, during the show, I was getting my tickets, and yeah, they have like Fetty Wap coming, which is kind of goofy, but it'll be a lot of fun. And whether or not you're a UMD student, it doesn't matter. You can still come and buy your tickets. Yeah. So my first song of the day is Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye. It's a soulful classic, I think ahead of its time for sure, just like a lot of his songs and records are. And it's actually about environmental issues as well, and like the song in parentheses says the ecology, so that makes sense. And yeah, environmental message, I think it's important, especially with this heat. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit. So this is Marvin Gaye.
They used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation.
creation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Can't you stand?
Alright guys, that was Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye. Yeah, quick shout out to my new baby cousin. His name is Michael. Shout out to him. He was born like this week, yes? I think it was this week. So yeah, welcome to Earth. This next song is by Stevie Wonder, and it's like cute love song. I think it's really nice to listen to. And this is from his album, Songs in the Key of Life. So this is just about a love that lasts forever, and it's very poetic. This is As.
Early May, just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true.
For your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always.
As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow could make me the past, for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you always.
Until the day is night and night becomes a day.
Alright guys, that was As by Stevie Wonder. I cut it off right at the halfway mark because it is a 7-minute song. Let's get a move on, you know. Especially because I started a couple minutes late. So this next one is by the Jackson 5. Because I played one of their songs the last time. The one I played the last time, I Want You Back, is like one of, I think, my favorite Jackson 5 / Michael Jackson song. But this is a different one. This is Who's Loving You. Guys, that was Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5. They really had young Michael working hard on that song. I don't hear any of the other siblings, but I love that song. This next one, it's a bit of a change of pace, but you know, with my upcoming abroad plans, I was like, let me put some, well, okay, this is actually Brazilian, but you know, just like that jazz, like samba vibe. is what I wanted for at least one song. So this is like a chiller one. This is Paul Desmond with from his album Take 10. And yeah, it's just like a smooth, light and breezy instrumental. I probably, again, won't play the whole thing. It's just like a little bit of a chill break in the show today. This is Samba de Orfu. I definitely butchered that, but I hope you guys enjoy this one. Guys, that was Paul Desmond. I ended up did like I just played the whole thing because I don't know, I think it's cute. This next one, it reminds me a lot of summer, about, you know, nostalgia, all these nice things, especially now that the sun is being relentless and very punishing. But it's nice, especially in the shade. This next one, it's like modern indie, very popular band. And it also captures kind of like a little bit of a restless feeling of being younger. This is These Days by Wallows from their album, or from their, sorry, their spring EP. I hope you guys enjoy this one. Alright guys, that was These Days by Wallows. This next one, it's a cute song by Claro. It's from my favorite album of hers, Immunity. I do listen to her like recent stuff, but I wasn't a big fan of, I don't know what the album was called. It was like the one with like Amoeba. I did not like her that album. I thought it was so like boring and understimulating. But I still overall really like her music, especially her recent album and the Immunity album. But that was just a side track. This one is called Softly.
Is it alright to feel this way so?
That was Softly by Claro from her album Immunity. This next one, I've played it before, maybe a couple times, but whatever. This is by Crowded House. This is Don't Dream, It's Over. You know, kind of like a sad song about things that are ending soon. I've been thinking about the fact that next year is going to be my last year in school. So, I don't know, some nostalgic kind of vibe, you know. This is The Crowded House. That was Don't Dream It's Over. My sister texted me saying, I'm sick of the song, play Kelly Uchis. I think that's how you say her name. And my answer is no, I'm not doing that. This next one is by 54 Ultra. I played their song a couple shows ago, but and that song was Talk To Me. But this is a different one. This is Heaven Knows. Has a very like modern indie retro feel to it. It's very chill. And this is from the album Heaven Knows. That was 54 Ultra, Heaven Knows. This next one, it's, you know, very summery, very happy, you know, very on the nose summery. Very dreamy vibes and a cute guitar, and I think it very much matches this weather we're having outside. This is by The Sundays from their album Static and Silence. This is their song, Summertime.
Hand in hand down in the park, when the some people wonder.
That was Summertime by the Sundays. Very whimsical summer song, you know. You know, it has just occurred to me, well, it's been occurring to me, but now it's really settling in, that I have to go, like, over 3 months without Chipotle. And, like, I know that doesn't seem like a big deal for any normal person, but for me, that's, like, actually a big issue that I have to deal with when I'm out of the country. So, I don't know, that I just felt the need to say that, because that's something I'm really, really dealing with right now. Yeah, so I have to figure that out. I have to, like, wean myself off over the summer or something. Yeah, okay, anyway, side note, this next one is another... Oh, also, I wanted to quickly say that for the longest time, I didn't know the difference between the Sundays and the Cranberries. But I just looked it up. The Sundays, the band, predates the Cranberries. But I'm thinking there's a little bit of maybe too much influence. Like, I feel like they're kind of similar. But anyway, on to the next. This is by The Sacred Souls. I've played them a few times. This is probably their most popular song. It used to kind of trigger me. I didn't really like it. But now I think it's cute. This is Can I Call You Rose?
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you?
'Cause you're sweet like a flower in bloom.
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you?
'Cause your fragrance takes over the room.
Can I call you?
Can I call you Rose?
I
want
meditating on love and you and roses, and the universe told me, put it in a love song.
That was The Sacred Souls from their self-titled album, and it's called Can I Call You Rose, which that makes sense because they keep saying that in the song. I realize I was talking a lot during the show, so I have to cut a good amount of songs, but it's okay. Also, since I'm not going to be here next semester, obviously I won't be able to do my show, so I don't know, I was thinking about that as well. But I'll be back next spring. So spring 2027, the last semester before, obviously, I graduate. But, yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to skip some. This next one, it doesn't really fit the vibe of the show today, but since I went to their concert over the weekend, I was like, might as well just sneak it in there. It might be a miss in this context, but I think it's like, I don't know, I like the song. I know my sisters really like it too, but yeah, it is, I will admit it's very random in the lineup today, but whatever. And then the songs I don't play this week, I will play next week. So this is Cherry Flavored, by the group The Neighborhood, and it's from their Chip Chrome album. And this is like our second to last or third to last song of the day. Conversations with you got Okay, guys, that was some of the neighborhood. Again, very much different. But I know I like that song, even if it's like not the vibe of my show at all. I liked it. And live, it was really, really good as well. So also, like, I'm sure, you know, it's a very popular band, especially like years ago, like in the 2010s, but obviously still now. They have really like good songs, and they just released an album too, so yeah. I will say though, like, I felt old being at that concert. Like, there was like I don't know what it is, but like a lot of like concerts now, it's just like a lot of like high schoolers, and like, I don't know, like, I feel like a concert is kind of like an overstimulating environment for someone like younger, and I'm young and it's already overstimulating for me. So even like middle schoolers, I think that's interesting, but whatever. This next one, or I think it's probably the last song of the day, because I don't want to hold the other person up, but this is by George Martin from his album Homecoming. Before I play the song, I wanted to say thank you guys for tuning in today. I've just now found out like the actual way to track who's listening, like the amount of people, and it's a good amount. Like, wow, that's crazy. I always assume it's like 3 people, but it's not that at all. So shout out to you guys. See you guys next week. And people keep saying there's like 3 weeks of school left. If that's the case, which I don't know. I don't really know at all. But I feel like we have a good amount of shows left before I'm gone for months. But yes. This last one of the day is Ventura Highway. Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the weather today.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Train. Sorry, boy, but